wholesale prices post a modest increase. Speaker Gingrich calls on the president to drop a troubled nominee. Overseas airline security is beefed up. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The government gauge of wholesale prices rose 0.3% in January, led by the sharpest spike in energy costs in 5 months. But the overall gain was a little less than most experts had forecast. New York economist Robert Bruska says it should tell the Federal Reserve it's raised interest rates high enough to fight inflation.
Right, apart from creating problems with inflation concerns, inflation appears to be dead as a doornail to everybody but the Fed.
Most economists would not be surprised to see the inflation rate pick up, but not dramatically. House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he's amazed the White House wasn't aware of how many abortions Dr. Henry Foster had done in his years as an obstetrician-gynecologist.
How could they be this grotesquely wrong, and how could they stumble into a fight of this proportion?
To Gingrich, it's a fight the administration can't win.
The president has to decide what he's going to accomplish by sticking with Dr. Foster at this point. That's the president's decision. I'm not going to recommend it to him. But this entire experience of the last week is one more sobering example of the way in which the White House staff, I think, fails to serve the president and fails to serve the country with sufficient integrity and accuracy.
Mark Noller reports the embattled nominee for Surgeon General is stepping up efforts to save his nomination.
More than anything else, the White House strategy for the moment is to try to shift the focus from the matter of how many abortions Dr. Henry Foster performed during his medical career. The president says that's not the issue.
I have confidence in him. I think he's a good man. I think he'll be a good Surgeon General. And I think that that ought to be the issue.
The president wants Congress and the American people to view Dr. Foster through the prism of his work on behalf of preventing teenage pregnancy. To that end, Dr. Foster gives a speech this afternoon on that very subject at the George Washington University School of Medicine. School officials say the White House asked them just yesterday to invite Dr. Foster to make the speech. With some Republicans now calling on the president to choose someone else for Surgeon General, President Clinton insists that with respect to Henry Foster, the doctor is in, and he'll fight to keep it that way. Mark Noller, CBS News at the White House.
The Washington Times reports that a Nashville Medical School's obstetrics and gynecology residency program lost its accreditation under Foster's management. The report says there weren't enough patients to sustain the program. Republicans fattened party coffers by a record-breaking $11 million plus at a Washington gala last night and heard rallying cries from Speaker Gingrich and Senate leader and White House hopeful Bob Dole.
Oh, yes, we love to be in the majority, but it's not the power we seek. It's the ability to make changes, to change someone's life in a better way because we have a better philosophy.
That philosophy includes trimming welfare benefits and forcing able-bodied recipients to work. Republican Governor William Weld of Massachusetts is poised to sign a new workfare bill today.
People finally woke up and said there's no reason we have to accept these well-intentioned sometimes perversely operating great society programs. We can design a system that has the incentives in the right place.
The House is set to vote today on a bill that earmarks an additional $2 billion on prison construction. To qualify, the states would have to enact tougher penalties for violent crimes. Critics say that would restrict money to a handful of states. The State Department is ordering tighter security on all U.S. airline flights in Europe and Africa because of new bomb threats. London-based security analyst Martin Smith says travelers should try to help out.
First of all, to be vigilant, and secondly, to cooperate with it and to accept whatever's happening simply as good prudence and for their own protection.
The government refused to comment on the source of the bomb warnings, but New York Newsday says some jelly-like explosives were found last month and linked to the alleged World Trade Center bombing mastermind who was arrested this week. Federal authorities in Detroit have the man who allegedly sent the mail bomb that seriously injured an office worker the other day.
Lawrence Dell has been arrested in the bombing case. He's in custody at the present time. We expect him to be in court this morning.
U.S. Attorney spokesman Sam Hutchins says Dell is the victim's estranged husband. Federal agents have arrested University of Michigan undergraduate Jake Breaker for allegedly using a computer network to threaten a fellow student. Attorney David Cahill says the issue surrounding Breaker's explicit tale of rape and murder is censorship, not criminal conduct.
This is a fictional story that he was posted on the internet, and the government, which includes the University of Michigan, which is part of the government, is not allowed to punish anyone for pure speech.
U.S. Attorney Saul Green isn't willing to dismiss it so easily.
This is an issue of a threat that resulted from this transmission. This is not an issue of the words themselves.
Federal authorities say it's the first case of its kind. Mexico is launching a new crackdown on rebel forces in the southern part of the country, where a peasant revolt broke out more than a year ago. Army troops are on patrol. And Attorney General Antonio Lozano announced arrest warrants on a variety of charges for half a dozen rebel leaders. A day after his failed summit with Israel's Prime Minister Rabin, PLO Chairman Arafat is calling on world leaders to rescue the fragile Middle East peace agreement. Palestinian leader Hanan Ashrawi says they ought to step in.
It is a sign that things have really reached a dead end and that the peace process is in a crisis and that it cannot extricate itself from this morass by itself. It needs some external intervention.
The Bosnian peace process isn't going well either. Muslim-led government troops and Serbian forces fought heavy infantry battles near Bihać today. CBS television station KCBS reports that jurors may see the place where Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were killed as early as Sunday. David Dow reports the jury won't hear new testimony until next week.
It is a day off in the Simpson murder trial, but attorneys and Judge Lance Ito may spend part of the day making final arrangements to show jurors the key sites in the case that's captivated the nation, including the homes of Simpson and his ex-wife. Prosecutors continue laying out their scenario for the murders. When court resumes next Tuesday, Robert Risky, the first police officer on the scene, will be cross-examined further on his efforts to avoid disturbing evidence and on some previously unreported items that Nicole Simpson had apparently just drawn water for a bath when her murderer arrived.
The bathtub in the master bedroom is, or in the master bath, is a sunken tub.
Yes.
And there's a space to the west towards the alley that's just flat. There was three candles and candle holders on that space. They were lit.
After Risky, lead prosecutor Marcia Clark faces a hard decision whether to bring on the witness the defense is laying for, Detective Mark Furman, who found the bloody glove on Simpson's property, or delay his appearance. He wasn't even mentioned in her opening statement. CBS News legal consultant Stan Goldman.
I think it might be dangerous for her to skip him again this time, because if she skips him again this time, it really does look like she's doing exactly what the defense claims, and that is trying to hide Officer Furman, the discoverer of this very crucial evidence, one of the first two detectives on the scene of the murder itself.
If he does testify next, Furman would be the 24th witness. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Eddie Murphy Productions and Paramount have been named in a $50 million lawsuit filed by the family of a stuntwoman killed in a 40-foot fall while filming a movie scene in downtown L.A. In Hugo, Oklahoma, they finally caught the tiger. A week after it escaped from a circus camp, the 200-pound feline was shot with a tranquilizer dart and is back in its cage. It was spotted overnight by National Guardsmen. After 30 minutes of Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average was up 9 points. It's 10 past.